U of M versus MSU in hockey. It's your Maize and Blue review update for Monday, March the 18th. And the Michigan hockey team, they beat Minnesota 2-1 in the Big Ten tournament semifinal on Saturday. Michigan now advances to the finals against Michigan State on Saturday night. U of M versus MSU Saturday night in East Lansing. Spartans, the number one seed. Michigan entered the tournament as the four seed. That game will be televised on the Big Ten Network. The Michigan women's basketball team is in the NCAA tournament. Michigan is a nine seed, and they will play the eight seed Kansas Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Portland region. Michigan men's basketball team announced it was moving on from head coach Juwan Howard on Friday. Howard released a statement over the weekend. Howard thanked the university for the privilege of coaching at Michigan. Meanwhile, the attrition with the program has started. Sophomore point guard Doug McDaniel has hit the transfer portal. And likewise, yesterday, freshman guard George Washington III entered the portal. The Michigan football team starts spring practice today. You know, it doesn't feel like spring. The Michigan football spring game date is set for just over a month from now on April the 20th. New Michigan defensive coordinator Wink Martindale was asked what he's seen on film from the U of M defense.
To me, the thing that stood out was not with either Mike or Jesse, it was Sharone and Jim. As far as the physicality of what this team plays with, offense, defense, and special teams. It's the way it's supposed to be played. And that's so refreshing for me. And, you know, it's how you practice, it's how you work out, it's how you, you know, you do your walkthroughs. It, you know, it all starts as soon as you walk in this building.
There's Wink Martindale. On the other side of the ball, U of M offense coordinator Kirk Campbell said, U of M has five guys right now that are going to have the opportunity to vie for the starting quarterback job, and that vying starts today. U of M D-line coach Greg Scruggs was suspended indefinitely from the program after a recent arrest for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. On the recruiting side of things, Michigan has three players committed right now to its 2025 recruiting class. Four-star tight end Eli Owens from Tennessee, four-star quarterback Carter Smith from Florida, and four-star defensive end Bobby Kanka from right here in Howell, Michigan. All three commits land on the new rivals 250 prospect list. Smith ranked number 60 overall, Owens number 211, and Kanka is at 247. On the top 250. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far out of the transfer portal. Linebacker Jayshon Barham from Maryland, and the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. The transfer portal for football opens from April 15th to April 30th. But today, wide receiver Iman Dennis says he will explore new opportunities as he enters the transfer portal. So U of M with 10 players that put their names in the transfer portal: Dennis, Keon Sab, Reese Atterbury, Matthew Hibner, Amarian Walker, Darius Clemens, Jake Thaw, CJ Stokes, Cameron Calhoun, and Joey Velasquez. That's the latest on Michigan. Stay tuned for Good Afternoon Michigan Football at the top of the hour. And for the latest on U of M, go to the maizeandbluereview.com or sign up at michigan.rivals.com. And hey, right now you can get 50% off your first year on the Maize and Blue Review. Go to michigan.rivals.com. Use the promo code REPEAT2024. That's REPEAT2024. Offer is valid for a limited time. And we will see you over on the Den, talking Michigan all day, all night.